for my mom. My mom hasn't been able to read my blog lately. Not because she has cataracts and can't see. It's because she's too young to hear the rubbish I post here. So, today I'm writing for her. I'm also posting the MP3 for her today so she can listen to it. Just click on the blue button right over there and you can get the file. Depending on how your browser preferences are set, you can either listen to it by clicking it, or you can right-click and save it to your desktop or something, and then open it with Windows Media Player or iTunes or something. It's just an MP3. It won't hurt your computer.
Hey, dumbass! Mother's Day until next week!
Show some respect, butthole. My mom's listening. And besides, Mother's Day is a cliché, and I'm trying to be countercultural. Mom is the main reason I'm countercultural. She was too old for the hippie generation, but she was kind of a hippie anyway. And you can't get more countercultural than a hippie who has never smoked pot. That's my mom. She never burned sage or whatever hippies do. She was our church organist, chaired the County Farm Bureau, and served on Governor Bennett's administration in the 70s. What's so countercultural about that? I don't know. I guess she was just kind of radically conservative. She voted for Kennedy in 1960 and for Reagan in 1980, for the same reasons. No one could bullshit her. She looked right through Jimmy Carter's smile and saw the meanness behind it. She wept over Carter's 1980 Summer Olympic boycott. Not kidding. You could tell she liked old Clinton, but he was just too full of it for her.
So what? Lots of people liked Reagan and Clinton. That's not so radical.
Yeah, but she was a woman, and women weren't supposed to like Reagan. She would laugh at a bumper sticker that read, "Women's rights, Reagan's wrongs." Whatever. And she wasn't one of those right-wing, Bible-thumping, religious nutjob Reagan supporters either. She's Catholic, and Catholics were supposed to hate Reagan. Mom was never the best Catholic when it came to politics anyway. She was actually kind of a poor Catholic all around, which really blossomed through the years. If it was a Friday during Lent and you said, "Mom, I forgot to fast today," she would say, "Oh, just fast tomorrow." Or if you were planning a hot date on a Friday during Lent, she would tell you to fast on Thursday. Or don't fast. It was all kind of BS to her. The last big disagreement I ever had with Mom was when Lorena Bobbitt cut off her husband's wang. Mom said it was self-defense, and I said it was malicious wounding. But Mom was just challenging me to think, instead of reacting like a man naturally would react to that kind of thing. She would definitely take that position just to make you think. This is the part of the essay when you're supposed to synthesize and look beyond the subject matter. What would Mom have done with her life if she hadn't been so busy raising kids and chasing milk cows out of her iris beds? Beats a frig out of me. Politics. Best guess. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be here, though. And Tessa probably still would have existed. And what would Tessa do without me? That frightens me to the bone.